Thousands of workers, many of them Spanish-speaking, are the backbone of Central Kentucky's multi-billion-dollar horse industry. However, few can afford dental insurance. Others find a language barrier separates them from good oral health. As a result, their children rarely see a dentist. In response, the Keeneland Association, the University of Kentucky College of Dentistry, and Bluegrass Farms Charities will offer free dental screenings. Dentist Christina Perez will provide visual exams.
We can get a lot from a visual exam. That doesn't mean that we're doing any invasive procedures. So we're going to look at the teeth with our eyes, visual exam, good lighting, and make sure that there aren't any decay. If there is, then we can send them off to be treated.
Perez says follow-up care would come at the UK Twilight Clinic. Some of the problems she sees are new to many immigrant workers. Better pay in Kentucky allows horse farm workers to buy more treats, such as candy and soft drinks, for their kids. However, those sweets also cause problems for young teeth.
They find that they're able to do this. It gives them some sort of status, perhaps, to have a bottle of Coke around all day long. And that is very detrimental to their health, their oral health at least, probably to their general health as well.
2 years ago, the Kentucky Dental Association persuaded the legislature to require all children to undergo a dental screening before they can start school. The idea was to catch it early, prevent it, reduce the cost, reduce the pain. However, the requirement also creates a barrier to education. Bluegrass Farms Charities, which works directly with the farm workers, is racing to reduce that barrier. President Mary Lee Butta expects more than 250 kids, ages 4 through 10, at the free screening, but many more qualify. Despite a small budget and the language barrier, Butta's trying to contact workers who staff an estimated 600 horse farms in a 7-county area.
The biggest obstacle that I see is being able to get the word out in a manner that gives parents time to plan to bring the kids out here.
Dr. Sharon Turner, who's dean of UK's College of Dentistry, says 4 pediatric dentists, 8 dental residents, and probably 40 volunteers will participate in the screenings. One of the college's mobile dental units will be stationed at Keeneland. Turner also hopes these screenings will help mothers realize the significance of good oral health care. She says kids can suffer health consequences when their mother suffers such diseases while pregnant.
If we go in, identify and treat those infections, remove the infection, that the incidence of low birth weight preterm babies drops dramatically. And those babies, when they come early, they have all sorts of systemic problems later on.
On Saturday, July 30th, the free screenings at Keeneland will run from 10 until 2 in the UK mobile unit. The Keeneland Association is establishing a fund to cover the cost of screenings. Organizers hope to hold subsequent screenings during the October and April race meets. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.